Lord, we just thank you for your presence here this morning. We just bless your name.
主, 我们要称颂你的名, 谢谢你早晨的同在。
And we just pray, God, that you would be honored, Lord.
早晨我愿你得到荣耀。
God, just guide my thoughts, my words today. Let them be carefully spoken, and only those words that will just lead us and share the things that are on your heart, God.
早晨求你真的引导我的心思我的口，只叫我的话说出来是有关你心上的话。So
God, we just agree one with another. We just cry out to you that you would soften our hearts.
早晨我们同心合一地说，主，求你软化我们的心。Just
lead us today. Lead us.
引导我们。And
we just determine, God, to allow you to direct us in the way that we should go.
我们定下了心志说，主，只让我们走在你要我们走在的路上。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名, Amen.
Amen. Timothy, if I put this down here, is that gonna, just like that, is that okay? Alright. That'll give me a little more room to walk around. The title of my message this morning is Sheep Without a Shepherd.
早晨我要讲的是一个没有牧人的羊。
And I think it's safe to say that most people, most believers in the church,
我相信很多人, 在教会里,
the main root of some of the problems or difficulties they have
他们所遇到的困难的共同的根本是什么呢?
Comes from two simple things.
常常是两个很简单的原因。
So regardless what kind of challenges you might be facing,
今天不管你现在所遇见的挑战是什么,
what you have or what you don't have,
你有的,你所没有的,
the real source of most of our problems is two things.
我们许多的问题的真正的根基原因是两件事。
We are not rightly connected, related to God our Father.
一个呢,就是我们跟神,我们的父的关系不对。
And we're not rightly connected to the family of God.
或者我们跟神的家里面的成员的关系不对。
If we're out of relationship, correct relationship with God our Father,
若是我们跟我们的父神关系不对,
and we don't have a proper relationship with the family of God,
我们跟神家中的成员的关系不对,
it doesn't matter what we have or we don't have, the natural flow of our spiritual life is not going to work correctly.
不管我们拥有什么或没有拥有什么，我们绝对不会有一个正常的属灵的生活。
And another way that we can say the exact same thing,
另外一种说法呢?
The root of our problem would be
我们问题的根是什么?
That we do not have a shepherd in our life,
就是因为我们跟父的关系不对，我们就没有一个好的牧者在我们的生活里。
And we are not properly situated in the flock of God.
所以我们在神的群羊当中的位置一定也不对。
For anything to work correctly in our spiritual life,
Correctly.
We must have the good shepherd in our life. Amen?
We must
be rightly attached to the flock, the family of God.
并且呢,
So I want to give you a passage of scripture here in the New Testament.
所以早晨分享在新约中的有一段的经文说到。
Matthew 9 verse 35 and 36.
马太福音9章35、36节。
That tells us a story about Jesus encountering the people of Israel.
在这里讲到说神主耶稣在以色列人当中行走的光景。
And him being deeply moved by their need.
他因着他们的需要呢，心里很有负担。
Their great need for a shepherd.
因为他们急需一个好的大牧者。
Amen.
Amen.
Matthew 9:35. Let's set the stage for this situation.
让我们把这个当时的场景呢的背景先弄清楚。
Then Jesus went.About all the cities and all the villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people.
耶稣走遍各城各乡，在会堂里教训人，宣讲天国的福音，又医治各样的病症。
So Jesus is going forth to preach the gospel.
所以主耶稣走遍各地在传福音。
Going to every city, every village.
他到每一个大城小镇的里面。
Proclaiming the good news, the gospel of the kingdom.
告诉他们天国的福音。
And what is he doing?
他在做什么？
He's healing every kind of disease.
他医治各样的疾病。
Every kind of disease.
每一样的疾病。
Every kind.
每一种的病。
And every kind of sickness.
以及所有的病。
Now think about this verse.
想一想这个经节的意思。
We typically use the word sickness and disease as one and the same thing.
通常我们对于疾病的看法是一致的，无论是 sickness 还是 disease.
For the passage to say that Jesus heals every kind of sickness,
在这里说主耶稣医治各样的病，
wouldn't that address the situation?
那不就够了吗？
But really, you know, this caught my attention not too long ago, this passage.
这一节实际上最近抓到了引起我的注意力。
I'm thinking to myself, why is Jesus saying, you know, every kind of disease and every kind of sickness? Why is he being redundant?
因为英文的翻译用两个词来描述病症，一个是 sickness, 一个是 disease. 为什么要用两个字表达一个意思？
The reason being,The word for disease is different than the word for sickness.
因为这是两种不同的病的表达。
Sickness here literally means, as you would think, a physical infirmity. Amen?
Sickness 是讲到你身体上的病痛。
A physical disablement.
这就是你身体上的无能。
A part of you, your physical makeup that is not functioning in the way that God designed it to.
就是在我们的肉身的某一部分呢，没有照着神所创造、所设计的在运作。
But this word disease,
但是 disease 这个字呢
，or dis-ease,
或者呢，把这个 disease 拆成两个，叫做 dis-ease,
that we usually use to describe a physical infirmity.
通常我们用这个字也来表示身肉身上的病症。
Is addressing more than the physical problems of the body.
但是它的层次呢是超过肉身的层次。
It is a dis-ease, a lack of ease.
是不安适、不平安。
This is the word that would describe a broken heart.
这讲到人更深处的情形，一个破碎的心。
This is the word that would describe fear and stress and depression.
或者是受压制或者惧怕。
This is the word that would describe any kind of emotional disorder or unsettling.
任何情绪上的不稳定。
So yes, it is true, just as it was described in Isaiah 53, that Jesus comes to heal us spiritually,
就像以赛亚书五十三中所应许的，主来医治我们的灵，我们的魂。
And also emotionally, in our broken places, our secret places of our heart.
还有我们的体，就是我们深处的破碎的心，都包括在其中。
Amen.
Amen.
Isn't that good news?
这岂不是一个好消息吗？
Jesus heals every type of physical brokenness.
主耶稣医治肉身上所有的疾病。
But Jesus is here also going about to every city, every village.
但是他走遍大城小巷，大镇大 城市小镇。
To heal every kind of broken place in your heart.
他也要医治人心中所有破碎的心。
Every kind of broken place in your mind.
在你心思里所有破碎的部分。
Amen. Every broken place, the pain in your life that has been caused by a broken relationship.
还有你生命中因为你跟人的关系的破裂而造成的痛苦，你要医治。
The broken place in your life that comes when someone abandons you or rejects you.
或者你因着被人弃绝、被人拒绝而受的伤害。
Amen.
Amen.
That is good news.
这就是好。
That lets us know Jesus is ready to do a deep, deep work.
让我们知道主耶稣要做的事是很深的。
Jesus is going out, looking around.
所以主耶稣到人当中，他仔细的寻找。
Inviting the people in.
邀请人到他那里去。
Proclaiming that he wants to heal every kind of sickness.
并且向他们宣告说，我要医治所有的疾病。
And heal every kind of brokenness, even the brokenness on the inside.
甚至人心中的破碎。
Verse 36.
36节说到。
But when he, speaking about Jesus,
这个他就是耶稣,
when he saw the multitude,
他看见许多的人,
he was deeply moved,
就怜悯他们。
Literally, the word here means deeply moved with tenderness and great compassion.
就讲到他里面有极大的那个爱和情绪。
Jesus was feeling a deep pain.As he considered the condition of the people.
主耶稣看到人的光景，他的心深深地感受到他们的痛苦。
He was seeing something deeper than the surface condition.
他看的远远不是表面的问题。
He was looking further than just their physical condition.
他看是超过人肉身的需要。
He was peering right into their life, and he saw the condition of their heart.
他看透人生命中的情形，直接到人的心里去。
That they were weary, they were scattered, they were tired, they were afraid, they were distressed.
他们是分散的，他们是疲倦的，他们是在压力之下的。
Though we often hide it from other people.
我们常常把这些情绪是隐藏的。
We hide our feelings from other people. Is this true?
我们这些感觉常常是对人不公开的，不是吗？
You know, good news we tell everybody about, right?
我们有好消息的时候，我们是迫不及待与人分享。
I got a job.
我找到工作了。
I graduated.
我毕业了。
I got a new car.
我买了一部新车。
You should see my beautiful new house, right?
你来看我的新房子。
We tell everybody about these things.
好事我们都迫不及待地与人分享。
But then there's other things in our heart.
但是呢，在我们生命中还有其他类的事。
The deepest needs of our heart.
我们的心深处最需要的事情。
That we only tell a very few.
我们只告诉少数的一些人。
Amen.
是吗？阿门吗？
And yet Jesus writes that this morning sees inside our heart, sees each and every one of us.
今天早晨，神深深地看到我们每一个人的心。
He sees our true spiritual condition.
他看见我们真实属灵的光景。
We cannot hide that from him.
我们永远不能在他的面前躲藏。
He not only knows our condition.
他不仅知道我们的光景。
But he also knows what got us in that condition.
And 他也知道我们如何来到这个光景。
And what is the response of Jesus?
那主耶稣他的反应是什么？
Great tenderness.
是极深的柔软。
The compassion of Jesus is turned towards you.
极深的怜悯是朝着我们。
Amen. So often we're afraid to go and tell other people about this part of our heart.
很多时候我们没有办法向别人分享我们这一方面的情况。
Because we do not know how they will respond if we were to tell them.
因为我们不知道我们若是告诉他，他会怎么反应。
If I let people see this part of my heart,
如果我让人知道我里面有这种情况，
they might point out my failures.
他们就会指出我的失败。
They might say I made a mistake.
他们也许说你知道你做错了。
They might judge me.
他们也许会论断我。
They might criticize me.
或者批评我。
And so we're afraid and we keep these things in.
以至于我们害怕不能与人分享而将这件事深深地藏在心中。
But look, Jesus sees our condition.
但是看见这件事吗？主耶稣看到我们的光景。
And he even understands the bad choices that we have sometimes made to get us in that condition.
主完全知道我们是做了什么错误的选择，让我们落到这个光景。
And yet he has a heart full of tender compassion towards us. Amen?
Amen.
That is good news.
这是好事.
There is no reason for any of us to shrink back. There's no reason for us to hide our true condition from Him. I'm talking so much, my screen went off. Hang on one second here. Amen?
Amen.
Amen? Jesus has tender compassion towards us. What activated this tender compassion? First, let me point out another thing. The eye of God,
神的眼睛,
is connected to the heart of God.
Amen.
What Jesus saw moved Jesus' heart. That is how God functions. But we too have been created in the image of our God. And what we see with our eye is connected to our heart. Amen? Amen?
Amen?
This is why we must be careful what we put our eyes on. So many things competing for our attention, for our eyes.
太多的事情呢,要我们的眼目去注视,
distracting our eyes from the things that are really important. The enemy is fighting for your attention, for your eyes. Because Satan knows if he can get your eyes, he can get your heart. Amen? He can get your heart. Young people, it's so important that we put our eyes on God's Word. We keep our eyes on our Savior. Amen? We follow good examples. And keep our eyes off the wrong things. You know the passage in Hebrews, it says that Jesus, keep looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. That word looking, seeing Jesus, it literally means in the original language, a looking away from one thing so you can look on another. You cannot keep your eyes on Jesus and keep your eyes on the things of this world. You cannot have your eyes on the things of this world and keep your heart in a good place. I am so weary and tired of smart young people. And some older people telling me, oh, I can watch that movie, it doesn't hurt my heart. I can look at that and it doesn't really bother me. It's okay if I just look at this website just a little bit, it won't really make a difference. Be not deceived. Don't deceive yourself. It may take a little while, but eventually it will leave a deep mark on your heart if you set your eyes on the wrong thing. Amen? Amen? As the people of God, we are called to have a single eye fixed on Him and not divided with the things of this world. Amen?
Amen.
We need to quit arguing about this.
Amen?
We need to quit fighting. Oh, I can do it. I can do it.
不要一直在说, 哦, 我可以的, 我可以的.
Submit your heart.
把你的心
and submit your eyes.
你的眼都归给神。
The scripture says, guard your heart with all diligence.
所以要用一切来保护你的心。
Your heart, guard it with everything you have.
尽力保护你的心。
Knowing this, that out of it flows the issues of life.
因为一生的果效是从你的心发出来。
You want to keep your heart pure?
你希望你的心是纯净的。
Keep your eyes pure.
那就把你的眼目保持纯净。
Amen. Listen, this isn't the topic of my message, but I'm going to stay here just a second. This is such a big issue. Every 10-year-old boy has one of these in his pocket. We want our kids to have these, right? So we know where they're at.
So we know
they're safe. So they can get a hold of us wherever they go. Most young boys, they see things on this phone that they shouldn't. For the first time when they're just 9, 10 years old.
And so
often I'll ask, talk to parents, and the parents don't ever check what their kids are looking on this phone.
Are you curious?
Are you listening to me?
你们听见了吗?
These are just children with access to anything they would maybe want to look at or anything they would perhaps accidentally stumble onto. Amen. What Jesus saw moved his heart. When he saw the people weary, it affected his heart. When he saw the people scattered, that affected his heart. When he saw that they didn't have a shepherd, it broke his heart. Because he had came to be the good shepherd. Amen. Jeremiah 13:17 is a wonderful little passage.
耶利米书13章有一个很好的经节.
Where like Jesus, Jeremiah saw things among his brethren that affected his heart.
耶利米跟主耶稣一样，他也看见我们。
Jeremiah 13:17.
耶利米书13章13节.
Jeremiah cries out.
耶利米呼求。
My eyes will weep bitterly and run down with tears.
13:17.
What made the prophets him weep and it broke his heart?
什么让他哭泣心破碎呢?
Because the Lord's flock has been taken captive. When Jesus saw the people weary and scattered, it broke his heart. When Jeremiah saw the people being taken captive, it broke his heart.
Amen?
What we see is supposed to impact our heart.
Amen?
So they are weary. And they are scattered. They are weary and they are scattered. But why are they weary and scattered? Because they have no shepherd. Do you have a shepherd today? Is Jesus Christ your shepherd? This word weary literally means to be harassed and worn out, cast down. Afraid, stressed, agitated, exhausted.
害怕, 愤怒, 极其疲倦,
afraid that there's going to be an adversary or something attack them on one side or the other.
害怕随时有人要攻击我们。
A sure sign that you don't have a shepherd in your life is that you are always afraid. You show me somebody that is always, always afraid. Afraid that something bad is going to happen.
惧怕不好的事情临到,
afraid that they're getting sick.
惧怕生病,
afraid that they're running out of money.
惧怕没有钱,
afraid that something's going to happen to the kids.
惧怕他们的孩子出事,
This is the existence of some people. They are always afraid.
有的人就一直活在惧怕的里面。
This is a sure sign that they are out of proper relationship with the good shepherd.
对我来说, 这就是一个明显的记号, 他们没有一个好的牧人或者跟牧者没有好的关系。
When the sheep are connected to the good shepherd, there's a sense of peace and safety.
当一个羊与他的牧人相连的时候, 他是会有平安的。
Another sign that they're we are out of proper relationship with our shepherd is that we are scattered.
就是我们是流离失所, 四散的,
scattered.
我们是四散的,
just all over the place.
我们到处跑,
some people are scattered with their plans.
有的人呢,
One week they're going to do this.
这个礼拜他说我要计划做这件事,
next week they're going to do this.
下礼拜他说我要做这件事,
One month there's not an opportunity to do this.
这个月他说哦我要做这件事,
and then all of a sudden they've changed their plans to doing that.
到了突然之间他又把计划改变了。
Do your plans change every 6 months? This is a sign that you're scattered. This is a sign that you are not rightly related to the Good Shepherd. And this breaks God's heart because He wants better for you. He wants your life to be better than that. Amen? When you're scattered, you're isolated. All by yourself. Alone, defenseless. Stumbling and lacking clear direction and comfort. People that are scattered, they're just stressed out all the time. You know, the wonderful thing about having Jesus in your life, and it is true, there are times where you don't have everything that you would like to have.
是的,我们不是拥有每一件我们所要有的事。
There are times where conditions in your life, physically, around you, emotionally, maybe relationally, aren't exactly like you would like them to be.
很多时候在我们生命的某一段时间,我们不管是与人际的关系,我们身体的情况,我们的情绪各方面,也许不是照着我们所盼望的一个情况。
But if you have the presence of the good shepherd in your life,
但是若是你有这位好牧人的同在,
in some crazy way, it's still all okay.
就不知道为什么你还是蛮有安息。
There's still peace.
你还是有平安,
there's still rest.
你还是能够休养,
there's still an assurance that it's going to work out.
你还是有一个把握,
Amen?
事情都会好,
and it doesn't even make sense to your mind or anybody else's mind, but you know in your heart of hearts, I have Jesus with me and it's all going to be okay.
就照道理来说或逻辑来说你应该是没有安息的但是不知道为什么在你心的深处有一个不能摇动的平安让你知道一切都会好。
Are you allowing God to be your shepherd?
现在问题说,
Are you allowing Jesus to be your shepherd?
你真的让主耶稣成为你的牧者?
That means when He calls,
那就表示他呼召你的时候,
we come.
你就去,
Amen?
Amen.
I was telling the young people last night a story.
I think
it was about 2002. Me and a few friends, we took a trip to China. And we traveled all up and down the western side of China. And we went up into the Tibetan Kingdom.
Say what?
The Tibetan Kingdom.
西藏。West, did you say west?
West, yes.
Western time.
And up there by the high plateau in the Tibetan kingdom. Me and my friend one day we got up early and we saw in some mountains on the other side of the valley these Tibetan Buddhist prayer flags fluttering in the wind. You've seen them.
我们早上起得很早，就看到我们在山的这边底下是山谷，远远的山崖上就看到很多他们那个马拉的庙，喇嘛。
I have so much help today. It's awesome.
喇嘛。
So we had talked and we decided we wanted to climb up this mountain.
那我们就说，让我们登上这个高山。
And we were going to go higher than those Tibetan prayer flags.
我们要爬得够高，要远远超过那些寺庙的高度。
And we were going to pray to our God from the top of that mountain.
然后我们要在这个山的山顶来向我们的神祷告。
You know how it is when you're climbing a mountain, it always looks much closer than it really is, right?
但是你知道登山的一个危险，就是你觉得山顶不远，距离是超过你的目测。
So we were climbing and hiking and climbing and hiking, and about after an hour and a half,
大概一个半小时之后呢，
we finally got about as high as the flags were on the other mountain. But suddenly we were praying. But suddenly we were struck by the presence of this young Tibetan shepherd boy. He saw two white men up in the hills where he very rarely saw white people before. And curious, he ran over to us. And I was shocked. I mean, he was 10, 11 years old. He literally wasn't much larger than Daniel. And he had a huge flock of sheep with him. Easy, 150 sheep. And these sheep, have you seen them run across the hilltops? It's just like all together, like one moving, living being. They're just wave after wave rolling over the hilltops. And here come this little shepherd boy looking at us. And we begin to talk, and we got a chance to pray with him.
So my
friend was fluent in Mandarin, so we did communicate with him a little bit, though it was challenging. But I was amazed. We were talking to him, but out of the corner of my eye, I was amazed by these sheep were just freely running and grazing all over the hills. And I started to become concerned that they were going to get out of his sight and we were going to cause this young boy to lose his sheep. But about the time that they started to kind of move a little further away, he stood up and put his hand in his mouth and whistled so loud. Here they all came. They just ran right back to him. And I was reminded of the verse where Jesus says, "My sheep know my voice."
And
you can tell if you have a shepherd. If you can tell if you're one of God's sheep. When he calls, when he cries, you come. Amen? But so often we come to the church. We say that Jesus is our shepherd. We call ourselves the flock of God. But when Jesus calls, we don't come. When Jesus says, "Stop doing that," we continue on our way. You want to know if you have a shepherd?
什么?
You obey the shepherd.
那你就要顺服你的牧者。
If you do not obey the prompting of the Holy Spirit,
若是圣灵感动你，你却不顺服。
If you do not respond appropriately when Jesus calls you,
当主耶稣召你叫你的时候，你没有适当的回答。
You are out of relationship with the good shepherd, Jesus Christ.
那我们就说你与你的好牧者耶稣基督的关系不对。
Amen.I don't care how many verses you quote.
我不管你对圣经有多了解。
How many hymns you know?
你能够唱多少的诗歌。
How many meetings you go to?
你去多少的聚会。
If you do not obey,
若是你不顺服
the good shepherd,
你的好牧者
something is broken. Something is wrong.
你的关系有问题。
And God looks at your condition and his heart breaks.
当神看到你这样的光景，神的心碎。
Because you are like a sheep without a shepherd.
因为对他而言，
Amen?
你好像一个羊没有牧者。
Sheep are funny little animals, aren't they?
羊是很有意思的动物，不是吗？
This is another story I was telling the young people last night. We used to live in the country for several years.
很多年我们都住在乡下。
We worked on a ministry base in the country.
我们在那里侍奉。
Right across the street, they had a bunch of sheep.
就在我们的我们服侍地方的对面是一群羊。
And I'm going to use all my sheep stories today, okay?
今天我把所有羊的故事都讲完。
And every so often these sheep would get out of the pen.
有的时候他的羊会跑出他的那个樊篱。
And you know, the somebody would get them back in where they were supposed to be. But one day I was coming down the road.
有一天呢 ，Are you driving?
Driving, yes.
有一天我开车在路上。
And I saw two or three sheep wandering in the road.
我看到在路上有两三只这个流浪出来的羊。
And I immediately became very concerned that something was going to happen to them.
我马上就担心怕他们出意外。
And I go, why are these sheep right out in the middle of the street where they should be?
我想说这些羊为什么不在他们的圈内而在路上？
Well, come to find out, they were following two birds.
后来我明白了，他们是跟着两只鸟出来。
There's these funny little birds out in the country. They call them guinea hens.
That big?
Yeah, they're about this big.
Oh wow! 不是小鸟，是这么大的鸟。
Kind of a heavy-bodied bird.
很胖的鸟。
A long neck.
长长的脖子。
Not very many feathers on their head.
然后没有很多羽毛。
Ugly little bird.
蛮丑的两只鸟。
Not very smart bird.
也不是很聪明的鸟。
They'll wander, jump out in the street, they get run over a lot.
常常被车子压死。
But these sheep were following the guinea hens.
但是问题说，这些羊就跟着这两只鸟出来了。
Of all the animals that the sheep could follow,
世界上有许多的动物他们可以跟随。
They were following these dumb birds.
但是他们选择跟随这两只笨鸟。
And I was reminded, oh my goodness, we need a shepherd.
我也想到说，我们真是需要牧者，不是吗？
Amen.
Amen.
But safety is found in the flock.
你知道你把自己留在羊群中是安全的。
See, there's two things going wrong here in this picture that is moving the heart of Jesus.
在我们刚才读的经节里面，有两件事我们知道是错的，而影响到主的心。
These people do not have a shepherd.
第一，他们没有牧者。
And they have been scattered from the flock.
而且呢，他们是远离羊群。
There is safety in the flock, amen?
若是留在羊群中，你是安全的，不是吗？
It's as the sheep get out of the pen and they get led away by silly birds and other things.
但是我们常常像那两只羊一样，跟着两只笨鸟就离开了羊群去做傻事。
That they get in trouble, amen?
他们就遭遇患难和危险。
Listen to me.
所以请听我说。
A lot of people want Jesus to be their shepherd.
很多人说主，我要你做我的牧者。
But they don't know about the flock.
但是呢，对于羊群却没有认识。
You know those people at church, they've got problems.
你知道那些在教会里的人，他们问题可多了。
Amen. Once me and you join the church had problems, right?
我很同意，因为只要你和我在教会里，教会就有问题。
But that makes sense. The church is for broken people, isn't that right?
这是合理的，因为教会是这些破碎的人聚集的地方。
It's not a perfect place.
不是完美的人聚集的地方。
But it's still the place that God has designed to nurture and disciple His people.
但是是神所预定要在这里育养栽培的地方。
It's in the flock that we find safety.
因此，当我们留在羊群里的时候，我们有安全。
It's in the flock we get prayed for.
在这里，我们有人为我们祷告。
It's in the flock that people check on us and ask us the questions we need to be asked.
在羊群中才有人询问我们或查问我们的光景，问我们该被问的问题。
It's in the flock that we find fellowship and we find family. Amen.
在羊群中我们有交通，我们找到真的家人。
So some people are always, oh yes, Jesus is my shepherd.
很多人常说，哦，是的，主耶稣是我的牧者。
I obey Jesus in all things.
哦，我愿意在所有的事上顺服主。
But they don't want to be tied down to a flock.
但是他们却不愿意属于神的羊群中的一个。
What are you trying to do? You just want me to go to that building every Sunday.
为什么你要我每一个主日都要到那个教会的建筑里去？
Have you ever heard that before?
有没有人这样子跟你抱怨过？
It's not about the building.
你说教会不是建筑物啊？
It's about the flock.
是的，是有关建筑物中的羊，是神的家。
The building is just a place that the flock and the family fellowship and gather together.
是这一个家聚集在这里有交通的地方。
We cannot survive as the sheep of Jesus, the Good Shepherd, without the flock.
若是没有群羊，我们虽说我是耶稣是我的牧者，我还是没有办法生存的。
The heart of Jesus is broken because they were like sheep. Without a shepherd,
当一个人好像羊没有牧者，主耶稣的心是破碎的。
And they were scattered.
但他们若是流浪在外
，separated，
与群羊分开
，all alone，
单独生活。
Are you hearing me?
主的心也是破碎的。
Okay, well, I like to look at the scriptures. The scripture has a lot to say about the flock.
圣经上有许多地方讲到群羊的事。
Psalm 77, verse 20.
诗篇七十七篇第二十节。
Psalm 77, verse 20. These would be great verses for you just to scratch down, look at later.
你们可以把这些经节写下来，以后可以再参考。
Psalm 77, verse 20 says, "You led your people like a flock."
你曾借摩西和亚伦的手。
By the hand of Moses and Aaron,
引导你的百姓好像羊群一般。
Who was Moses before he was the deliverer of Egypt? Who was Moses before he was the deliverer of Egypt?
摩西在率领以色列人出埃及之前，他是什么
？He was a shepherd, amen.
他是在旷野中牧羊的人。
Who was David before he was the king of Israel?
那大卫是这以色列的王之前，他做什么
？What gave David the courage that he could slay Goliath?
他哪来的勇气把哥利亚打倒
？Being a good shepherd, amen.
他在那之前，他是一个好牧者。
He knew how to be a shepherd, and he understood how the flock worked.
他认识羊群的性质，他也知道如何做一个好牧者。
The scripture says that God leads His people like a shepherd leads a flock.
在这里说，你引导你的百姓好像羊群一样。
And if we fight the idea of a flock,
所以若是我们真的说，哦，我们不是羊
，we are working against the will of God.
那我们。对神的心意不认识。
Amen.
Amen.
Some of us struggle with telling other people what's going on in our life.
有些人很难告诉别人你生命中发生的事情。
We don't want people to know. We're not. It's not just an issue of trying to guard the hurt places.
不只是说哦，因为我这件事情曾经受过伤，所以我不要告诉人。
Many of us really don't like other people to know our business.
但是很多时候我们就是喜欢保有自己的隐私。
You want to know why?
你知道为什么吗
？Because I've been there.
因为我就是这样的人。
When nobody else knows your business,
当别人不知道我在做什么
，You can get up and go and do what you want, and nobody asks a question.
你可以起来出去做任何事，没有人会管你。
Because nobody even knew that you were going to do it.
因为没有人知道你要做这样的事。
That's not a safe place.
这不是一个安全的方式。
You need a family that knows what's going on in your life. Now, am I saying everybody needs to know your business?
No.
But I'm talking to some of you. You guys like to get up and go and run and do, and nobody knows what you're doing. That is not how a flock functions. And that's not a safe place. You know, when I was like 20 some years old, just came to Jesus, I had all kinds of addictions in my life. I had all kinds of brokenness on the inside and on the outside. And I never felt like I fit in. I never felt like I belonged. I never felt like somebody was watching over, caring for me the way my heart wanted to be cared for.
Say it again.
I never felt like I had somebody to care for me like I wanted to. And then Jesus said, come, I'll be your shepherd.
主耶稣对我说，你来,
I'll show you the things that your dad never taught you.
我来教你，你的父亲都没有教过你的。
I'll answer the questions that nobody else was willing to take the time with you about.
我来回答你的问题，当别人没有时间来回答。
I'll teach you the things that you should have learned a long time ago.
我来教你一些你早就该学会的事。
Amen. I said, yes, yes, me, Jesus, I'll go.
我就说,是的,是的,主,我来,我来。
You can be my shepherd.
你可以做我的牧者。
And when as I pressed into God, I realized that Jesus, he can only be my shepherd.
当我这样子来到他面前的时候,我慢慢了解一件事。
If I let the other sheep in my life.
能够成为我真正的牧者，当我能够让其他的羊也进入到我的生命中。
You know, it's a funny thing. We get mad at the other sheep, don't we?
你知道，我们常常对别的羊生气，不是吗？
We get mad at the other sheep.
我们不是对别的羊生气吗？
And all the sheep are trying to follow Jesus.
所有的羊跟随耶稣。
And we decide we get mad at these sheep over here.
但是呢,我对这几只羊我有意见。
And you know, I don't want to walk as close to those sheep anymore.
Oh, 我不要跟这些羊走在一起。
You stay over on that side of the pen. I'm not walking so close.
你走在羊群的右边,我在这边。
But as we separate ourselves from these sheep, at the same time,
同时,
without realizing it,
我们没有意识到,
we separate ourselves from the shepherd.
我们就把自己与我们的牧者分开。
Amen.
Amen.
And as we're as close as we can be to the shepherd,
当我们要靠近牧者的时候,
we're surrounded by the other sheep.
那我们一定是被群羊包围。
And we don't care if they know what's going on in our life or not.
我们并不在乎他们知不知道我里面的问题。
Now, here's another one of my sheep stories, okay?
现在我还有一个羊的故事。
One weekend,
有一个周末,
my mother-in-law and father-in-law were going out of town.
我的岳父岳母呢,要出城去,
me and Lucretia had been married about a year.
那个时候我刚结婚一年左右,
and my mother-in-law had about 12 or 15 sheep.
我的岳母大人呢,有12到15只羊。
She had got these sheep so she would understand about the 23rd Psalm. She wanted to understand about being a shepherd.
她养这一群羊,目的就让自己能够认识诗篇23篇的意思。
Lucretia's mother is just like Lucretia except more, okay? She loves, you know?
我的姊妹呢,的母亲呢,就像她一样,甚至只有过不及。
So she was serious about taking care of these sheep so she could learn lessons about God. So she approached us and said, will you take care of the animals while we're gone for the weekend?
因为他们要出城,他们就说,你们这个周末可以帮助我们照顾这群羊。
I'm thinking, how hard can this be? All I have to do is feed them a couple times a day and they'll stay in their pen, right?
我想这很简单,就一天喂个两次,然后他们就在羊圈里就没事了。
Well, it was a hot summer that year.
但是呢,那一年的暑假特别的炎热。
And all of a sudden, I pull up into the driveway to check on the animals.
我就开车过去看看,有一天我就去他们家看看那个羊。
And there's like two of the sheep are laying down all sick, like this.
这两只羊呢,就斜躺在地上,好像生病了。
Before the weekend was over, I think four or five of them had died.
really? Died?
Yes, died.
哦,周末还没结束,
And I'm going, oh my goodness, on my watch, a third of the flock is
disappeared.
And so I'm just sick inside. I'm going, what did I do? What didn't I do? What happened? Why? I felt so bad. Well, the veterinarian came out and examined the sheep. The veterinarian came out, examined the sheep. And the veterinarian told my mother-in-law that they had a particular parasite. And the only a bug that causes an infection, a parasite. And the only way that you could know if the sheep had this infection caused by the parasite was if you got real close to them and you pulled their eyelid down and looked at the bottom of their eye.
And I
immediately was struck how close we are supposed to be. That you really cannot know the condition of the flock if you don't sit down and look them in the face. If you don't get close enough to pull down the corner of the eye.
深深地靠近他们, 甚至拉下他们的眼睛,
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, how many of us have said, does anybody see what's going on with me?
有没有人在这呼喊说都没有人注意到我的问题吗?
Doesn't anybody see what I'm struggling with?
没有人看见我的挣扎吗?
But at the same time, we don't want people to get too close.
但是同时呢,我们又说不要太靠近我。
You can't have it both ways.
你不可能两者都要的。
To get the care that you need,
要得到你需要的照顾,
the protection of for the sheep,
你所需要的保护,
comes through the direction of the shepherd.
必须来自你牧者的引导,
and also the protection and safety of the sheep,
一个羊它的保护和平安,
comes through the connection and relationship they have with the other sheep.
Amen.
This is a family thing.
这是一个像家庭一样的事,
this is a flock thing.
这是一个群羊的事,
this isn't just some club we belong to.
我们不是属于某某俱乐部,
God wants us to be close.
神要我们的关系是亲近的,
face to face.
是面对面,
heart to heart.
是心对心的,
and if you're serious about being submitted to the shepherd as your Lord and King,
you must
likewise be serious about being open-hearted with your brothers and sisters, the other sheep in God's flock. Amen? That's good preaching. Amen? Because that's Bible. There are people in this room that are going through hard times.
在座的,
because they don't have a shepherd. And they don't have a flock. You want things to get better? There may be all kinds of things you can't change today. But guess what? You can change those two things. Unforgiveness divides us.
不饶恕人让我们起纷争。
We get our feelings hurt, we get an expectation is broken.
有的时候我们被人,我们的感情受伤,或者我们的期望破灭。
And then we start backing up, start moving away from the other sheep.
我们就慢慢地脱离羊群。
And in the process, we move away from the shepherd.
当我们这样做的时候,我们也脱离了牧者的保护。
Amen? You young people, you especially need a shepherd.
特别是年轻人, Amen. 你们需要牧者。
You're moving, your parents covered you when you were young.
你年幼的时候有父母的保护。
Now you're going to school.
你们现在上学。
You're all full of yourself.
你们是满了自己。
All your abilities and what you can do.
你认为自己很能,很有能力。
I'm going to show everybody what I can do, right?
让我来证明我能做什么。
And you're stepping out into the world. And guess what? You still need covering. You still need protection. And you can't do it without a shepherd in your life. I remember after my father died. It's like 2 years later. I was standing in the ice cream line. And there was a man standing in that line with me. He looked and acted just like my father.
And I wasn't
trying to think about my father.
那个时候我并不是在思念我的父亲。
All of a sudden I'm hit with these strong feelings.
但是看见他一下子，我里面的情绪就汹涌上来。
30 some years old,
but
I still need a father.
I
still have questions to ask.
That
need to be answered. I need a
shepherd.
Amen.
Amen.
And God is so good by the power of His Holy Spirit, He just rested on me. And He said, David, I'm your father.
神说, David, 我是你的父亲,
and I'm right here by the Spirit, and I will answer every question you
have. Amen.
But I'm telling you, some young people in this room, you're making bad choices.
在座的年轻人,我可以告诉你,
because you're acting like you don't need a father.
因为你的行动就叫告诉我,
you're acting like you're so strong that you don't need a shepherd and you don't need a flock.
你好像一副我不需要牧者,
things may be going okay now, you might have everything you need.
也许你所需要的事情,
but ask the ones that have lived a little bit longer in this room. Eventually there will come something into your life that will remind you you need a father.
迟早会有事情发生，让你被提醒到说你需要你的父亲，属灵的长者。
Amen.
Amen.
Do you need a shepherd in your life?
你需要牧者在你的生命中吗？
Psalms 23, we all know it. Right?
我们都很清楚诗篇23篇，不是吗？
We can quote it.
我们都可以引用。
Without even thinking, the Lord is my shepherd.
第一句说，耶和华是我的牧者。
Is that true?
是吗？
When he calls, you come.
他召你的时候，你来吗？
When he says stop, you stop.
他叫你停的时候，你停吗？
The Lord is my shepherd.
你说，哦，耶和华是我的牧者。
I shall not want.
我必不致缺乏。
We love to say it.
我们很爱这样引用。
Guess what? The second part is dependent on the first part.
你知道吗? 后半句, 他的先决条件,
if God is not your shepherd,
若是神不真是你的牧者,
it's just a matter of time your life will be full of emptiness and want and lack and hurt.
不至于太久,充满了痛苦,
Amen?
Amen?
Some of you need to make a decision today that you will submit to the shepherd Jesus Christ. You'll lay everything down. Regardless what you call me to do, God, I'll do it.
对神说,
however you want me to act, however you want me to talk, I'll do it.
无论如何你要我如何行动,如何说话,
wherever you call, I will go, Lord. To the ends of the earth, I will go, God.
无论你召我去哪里,我都去,即使到地极,
because you are my shepherd and I am your sheep.
Amen.
You know how you know when God is your shepherd? Is when He asks you to do something you didn't plan on. When He asks you to do the thing the opposite from what you planned on. And you still say yes. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, some of you, God's talking to you today. If you heard the voice of the shepherd, Come on, just come on down here and let's pray. Don't worry what other people are thinking. Don't worry what other people might say. If you know that you have heard the voice of the shepherd, let's just pray together.
Amen.
Come on, Evan, get up here with your guitar, Vicky, you guys. Do you hear me though, right now? Don't postpone it. Meeting after meeting, my mother used to drag me to church.
I did not want to go.
I didn't want to be there. But yet, once I got there, the Holy Spirit would just rest on me. And he would say, come on, David, you come down front and you give it all to me.
主对我说, David, 到前面来,
and I would argue in my mind. I would grip the pew in front of me. And I would say, no, God, no.
我会说神,哦,不,不,不,
I don't want to let you have control. It's an issue of control. You can't be the shepherd while God's the shepherd. You've got to be the sheep. You gotta come when he says come.
你不能要神做你的牧者，你自己又做自己的牧者。你要做羊。
Just kneel right down here, those that God's dealing with right now, without hesitation, do it.
不要犹豫，到前面来跪在。
Say yes to God.
跟神说，是的，我愿意。
I will, where you say go, I'll go, Lord.
无论你叫我做什么，我都做。你要我去哪里，我都去。
Come on, some of you young girls, you can, you're feeling God pull your heart. Amen.
Your fish.